Just west of South Pass, Wyoming, overland travelers of the mid-19th century came to a fork in the road. The route to the left was the beginning of the California Trail, which branched from the Oregon Trail. The story of that route is in part told at this site devoted to the topic. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Oregon Trail began in western Missouri and, as the name implies, headed west to Oregon. But after passing the Continental Divide at South Pass in Wyoming, pioneers came to a fork in the road, the left-hand branch becoming the California Trail. Paul Gregory helps tell the story of that route at the California Trail Interpretive Center in Elko, Nevada.
So earlier, before the trail started really being used, there was just kind of some mountain men and explorers that would come through, and trappers and stuff like that would just come through and hunting and selling furs and that kind of thing. The beaver trade was really big at the time.
And once the general route across today's states of Utah and Nevada was established, pioneers in this area followed a waterway for many miles.
The Humboldt is actually the biggest river that starts and ends in the same state in America, and they pretty much followed the whole thing all the way through because that was the pretty big landmark, and also it's the only water you're going to find in the whole area, so they followed that pretty closely.
The water along this route might vary in temperature.
We do have several hot springs along the trail. There are a lot of diary entries talking about people stopping and they'd wash their clothes in it and didn't smell the greatest. It's got a little bit of a sulfur smell depending on where you're at.
This section of the trail in Nevada passed through mountainous areas, and one of the major passes is near here.
Emigrant Pass is named that because of the westward migration. Definitely a challenge. A lot of the hills, the Emigrant Summit is one of those places that the wintertime's a little sketchy driving through there. So you really had to time your travel right.
The trail saw its heaviest use in the 1840s through the end of the 1860s, but then a railroad traversed the route. This museum is a great place to learn more about those pioneers and the trail that took them westward. Traveling the countryside in Elko, Nevada, I'm Andrew McRae.